This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thousands of Americans have taken to the streets in recent days to protest the future presidency of Donald Trump. They're responding to his proposed policies, his appointments, and his hateful campaign rhetoric. Called to action swiftly by social media under the hashtag #HereToStay, thousands on Sunday marched down Fifth Avenue in New York City to Trump Tower to demonstrate their support for immigrants.
This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like. This is what democracy looks like.
The march was organized by Make the Road New York, a local immigrant advisory group with chapters in Connecticut, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. President-elect Donald Trump has said that he's ready to deport 2 to 3 million undocumented immigrants as soon as he takes office. Natalia Aristizabal is the lead organizer for Make the Road New York. Welcome, Natalia.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What do you think has been accomplished by the protests so far?
Well, the protest that we did on Sunday specifically was being led by the immigrant community and allies of the immigrant community. And it was important for us to have this space because Donald Trump has run on a campaign of hate against our community, against women, the Muslim community, the Black community. And we wanted to unite forces and say, we're here, we're not going anywhere, and you will not intimidate us.
What do you think protests will eventually accomplish? How can you have an impact between now and Inauguration Day?
Well, for the first thing, we're coming together. We're seeing a community power. We're saying loudly that hate should not be normalized. Like, this should not be the way that the U.S. should run. We should figure out how to work together. We should figure out how to pass an immigration reform that will help families and workers. But the main piece is saying we're not happy with the way these things are going. We're not happy with the people he has appointed. And we will not tolerate hate as a way of a presidency and a politician to move forward in this country.
Normalized is now the word of the week. And I'm wondering what that means exactly, hate being normalized. I mean, Donald Trump has said some hateful things. He represents a particular constituency. But how does that normalize hate for all of America?
People think that it's okay to say crazy things to immigrants, to say awful things about the Mexican community, to say improper things about women. And as we saw in the way of, you know, of Trumpism, what we're calling it now, is that since he was elected, there has been a spike in crime and people are afraid of like going to the streets. And that's actually why it's so important to come together and march in protest, because people should know that they're not alone. As the immigrant community, we're not alone. We have each other's back, but we also have the back of Muslim community and of women and of the Black community and everyone else, the LGBTQ community, that he's targeting like the other. We are not the other. We are your neighbors and the people that you go to school and we work with.
How has this normalization of hate affected you personally and your family?
I am mad. I don't think that any person in this U.S. should talk to us like this, and even less the next president to be. And I usually take all these feelings, and like a lot of community members have done, you know, felt a lot for 1 and 2 days, and now I'm ready to take action, and I'm ready to fight alongside of other women, other queer communities, other immigrants. And I think what he's done is activate a lot of us into the next level of, if we have to be in the streets every day, we will do so.
Natalia Aristizabal is the lead organizer for the organization Make the Road New York. Natalia, thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.